This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched counter-offensive actions in its Kursk region to dislodge Ukrainian forces who stormed across the border 5 weeks ago and put Russian territory under foreign occupation for the first time since World War II. Zelensky's comments in Kyiv on Thursday came shortly after Russia's defense ministry said Moscow's forces had recaptured 10 settlements in Kursk and listed their names. There was a large gathering of people in a major U.S. western city to remember an American activist killed by the Israeli military, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements on the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
To see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. Turkey's justice minister says his country is launching an investigation into Aigi's death. I'm Donna Warder.
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte attended the funeral of former President Alberto Fujimori on Thursday. Boluarte embraced both of Fujimori's children, politicians Kiko and Kenji, before approaching his casket. Fujimori, who died on Wednesday, steered economic growth during the 1990s, but was later jailed for human rights abuses stemming from a bloody war against Maoist rebels. This is VOA News. Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi, and 128 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's VN Express newspaper reported on Thursday 199 people have died, while more than 800 have been injured. In the capital, floodwaters from the Red River receded slightly, but many areas were still inundated with water neck high in some places. The death toll spiked earlier in the week as a flash flood swept away an entire hamlet in northern Vietnam on Tuesday. A U.S. Marine Corps general who commands forces in Africa says stability and support programs for Somalia are in the works as the country prepares for the withdrawal of African Union troops in December. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajala reports.
U.S. Marine Corps General Michael Langley, head of U.S. Africa Command, said that after meeting with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud and his top military general, Major General Ibrahim Sheikh Muhyiddin Addo, this past weekend, he's confident the country can manage its own security after the December withdrawal of the African Union Transitional Mission in Somalia, known as ATMIS. Langley's remarks Thursday came 2.5 years after the multidimensional mission was authorized by the UN Security Council, in part to help stabilize the country following years of insurgency by the militant group Al-Shabaab. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization launched a seed distribution campaign on Wednesday in Sudan's Red Sea state, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization launched a seed distribution campaign on Wednesday in Sudan's Red Sea state. The initiative aims to help residents in Tobin and Chata villages to combat food insecurity caused by the ongoing conflict and the effects of climate change. The FAO's regional office for the Near East and North Africa will target farmers, fishermen and shepherds in different localities of the Red Sea state. More than 16 months of war between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces have inflicted massive damage on infrastructure. It has forced more than 10 million people from their homes and left half the population facing crisis levels of hunger.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are each focusing on swing states they hope to flip this year. Harris will hold rallies on Thursday in North Carolina. Trump is heading to Arizona. Each candidate is trying to expand their narrow path to victory. The rallies come 2 days after their first and perhaps only campaign date. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.